This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Opening statements in the trial against two Aurora fire rescue paramedics charged in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain began this morning. Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniak gave ketamine to the 23-year-old while he was detained by Aurora police. Defense attorney Shauna Began says the officer's actions prevented Cooper from immediately treating McClain.
He has no authority to intervene, and he has to calm the situation down. The first time he tries to engage, he sees his patient thrown to the ground and cry out.
Prosecuting attorneys argue that the paramedics ignored their training when treating McClain. The city of Colorado Springs will cut its spending and pull from reserves to help make ends meet in 2024. As KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, council approved the budget yesterday.
Despite being slightly larger than last year's budget, the more than $428 million spending plan for 2024 includes reductions to some city departments. It also pulls in $10 million of reserve funds. According to the city, this year's sales tax revenue has flattened and in some months declined. That's expected to continue into next year. The budget includes a 4% salary increase for all sworn police and fire employees and those in the 911 call center. It also fully funds the fire department's homeless outreach program. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Denverites will vote next year on two ballot measures that would ban fur sales and slaughterhouses in Denver. One measure on the 2024 ballot is led by the animal rights group Pro Animal Future. It would prohibit selling and manufacturing new fur. The other measure would ban slaughterhouses in the city starting in 2026. You're listening to CPR News. More news at CPR.org.